Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The Reserve Bank's 0.5% rate increase is being passed on in full to customers by some of the big four banks. NAB, the ANZ and Commonwealth are the first to move. The RBA is warning rates will continue to rise to curb inflation. A notorious pedophile has been released on bail after pleading not guilty to breaching his supervision order. Bradley Pendragon has faced a Perth court after being arrested last month, 2 days after being released from prison. His lawyer says the 62-year-old was found in possession of innocuous images. The Prime Minister has announced extra financial assistance after flooding in parts of New South Wales. Dozens of evacuation orders are still in place. The Weather Bureau's Jane Golding says thousands of residents in the Hunter and Mid-North Coast are now on alert as the threat moves away from Sydney.
The coastal trough that's producing this widespread rain over New South Wales is located off the Mid-North Coast, where we're expecting the focus of the rainfall.
6,296 new COVID infections have been detected in WA. There's just over 1,000 more than yesterday. 226 patients with the illness are being treated in our hospitals. 8 of them are in intensive care. The accolades continue for Optus Stadium. It's been named Venue of the Year at the Stadium Business Awards in Manchester. It was up against venues in Washington, New York, Arizona, Germany and Senegal. In sport, Fremantle's Matt Taberner has trained freely today and he's a chance of playing against St Kilda this weekend. He had to be subbed out of Sunday's win over Port Adelaide, while Dockers coach Justin Longmuir says Heath Chapman is also likely to line up against the Saints.
He's been out of footy for 5 weeks now, so that's a pretty long period of time, so we'll just weigh that up.
And Stuart Dew will stay on as coach of the Gold Coast Suns until at least the end of 2024. He signed a 2-year contract extension.
Listener.